We're in Derech Hashem. We're completing Bezrat Hashem Perek Gimel today. We're on Oats. We're on Oats Yud Bet. We talked about, and I'm just starting from Otchet, just to catch us up very briefly. We're not going all the way back at this point. After Chet Adam HaRishon, we moved from a pre-Chet Olam Hazeh to a post-Chet Olam Hazeh. Mankind dropped, the world dropped, because, as he emphasized, both the quantity and the quality of Chet was increased in the world. The quantity because we chose Chisaron, so there is more lacking, there is more Ra, there's more negativity in the world. But also, since we chose it, we now have more of a deeper intrinsic connection to it, a more meaningful connection to it, unfortunately, and therefore it's more deeply ingrained within us. Because of this, the soul can no longer, if we choose, even us now, if we choose Shlemut, yes, our soul continues to grow and to grow and to grow and to grow and to grow in terms of its brilliance and how much light it shines, but it's no longer able to purify the body because the body is so thick and deeply immersed in the physical world and in Chisaron. Therefore, in response to mankind eating the fruit, God decrees that there needs to be death. Why does there need to be death? So that way the body can go back to its source, which is the ground, decompose, and then it's Tchiyat HaMetim, which also now needs to be introduced, gets rebuilt, comes back, and then in that new, that renewed body that is no longer sunken into a post-chet sin reality, the soul can then go back into that body, shine with the brilliance it has that it earned in this world of work, and then actually raise itself and the body up to Olam Haba, to a world of Kibul HaSachar. Good? Yes, no, maybe sort of, kind of? Looking back there, okay, good, excellent. Meanwhile, while the body is back in the ground, decomposing and getting rebuilt, and the world is also decomposing and getting rebuilt, so the question is, what happens to the soul? So the soul goes to the eponymous Umam HaNishamot. Very straightforward. Which is a place where the soul waits until the body is rebuilt and it can be reunited with the body. Since there is no longer an opportunity to work and to gain more sachar, the only reason that we're in that reality, is to work to earn more goodness. Therefore, since it's not working, what is it doing?
Receiving
goodness, which is why it was created in the first place. Is it the same goodness it's going to receive in Olam Haba, Kibul HaSachar? No. Because that requires a reunification of the body and the soul, which together work to earn, to receive as well.
But it doesn't diminish your ultimate Kibul HaSachar.
Absolutely not.
Just because you got some now.
Okay. No, absolutely not. And also, the amount of Sachar that you experience, or the amount of Tov and Dvikut, instead of thinking about it as Sachar, think about it as the amount of Tov and Dvekuti that the soul experiences in Olam HaNeshamot is relative to the amount of work that you put in Olam HaZen. So too, in Olam Haba, the Kibul HaSachar will be relative to the work that was done in this world. Clear? Good? Questions, thoughts, comments? I don't have any more information about Olam HaNeshamot than that, except for what the Ramchal is going to develop further. So it could be that would be where you would meet Avos Kiyam. Or at least their souls. Why is that a downer?
I
want to
know that. Like, it's not going to matter when you're in all.
Yes, that is right. Yes! Because remember, we talked about how physicality is much deeper, thicker, and different here. It's unclear what bodies will even look like in.
But I want to know what they look like when they're here.
That's because you're here.
That's why science fiction created time travel. Okay. Yud Bet, yes.
So what about the idea that we are not, I don't want to say reincarnation because I don't know how that fits in, but that I'm fulfilling someone else's mission.
You can only fill your own mission. We actually offline talked about how Gugolei Neshamot might or might not fit into that paradigm. We can also talk offline about that. You stop me on the Shabbaton at some point and I'll catch up. What? No, you were here when we talked about it.
I don't remember.
Me neither.
Adam and Chava, Adam and Risha.
It's all part of. What about, like,
On the Midrash HaShabbaton, we can have a sit-down. We can have a sit-down discussion about it if everybody who's there. Are all of you going to be there?
Yeah.
So we'll talk about it.
I remember what you said, but like, I don't understand how I could have been alive.
Let's keep it focused on what's being presented in the Sefer.
I remember this.
Maybe it was in a previous lifetime. Okay. Ot Yud Bet. Ot Yud Bet. The Ulam. Milvad hayot olam neshamot makom laneshamot. Aside from the olam neshamot, meaning we described it in a pithy way as being the most glorified waiting room possible, the most glorious waiting room possible. So we're now going to add a little bit more depth to that. Ulam milvad hayot olam neshamot makom laneshamot. Aside from olam neshamot being a place for the neshamot to wait until they come back, la shevet bo kol hazman hayotan mitzapot laguf kimosh zacharnu, for it to wait there, like you said, that waiting room kind of place, the entire time that it's waiting and longing to be rejoined with the body. Hine od toelet gdola nimseit bo laneshamot atzman ba'acharehen laguf. There is also a great benefit for the neshama while it's there that is also going to be a benefit for the body when it gets reunited with the body. So it's not just a waiting room, stuff is happening. And the question is, what is happening? Let's see what he says. What will be necessary for tkiyat ha-metim. So let's see what that is. V'zeh ki achar shahayita ha-gzira al ha-adam shelo yagia lishlemut ela achar ha-mavet. Since there was a decree on man that he should not be able to achieve perfection until after dying and then coming back, being rebuilt. Even though it is deserving of him while he's still alive. Kizulat ze, we're going to read through a little bit and then we'll go back and explain. Kizulat ze lo haya magia lo mi'olam, because if not, it wouldn't be deserving for him at all, forever. Sharei ein zman kniyat ha-shlemut ela ba'olam hazeh, term ha'avet u'mosh zacharnu, because the time for achieving shlemut is only in olam hazeh, before dying, as we mentioned before. Pause. Meaning. Since it was decreed that man can't achieve shlemut until after he dies, even though he's already deserving of sachar here, meaning what we've said is that in olam neshamot, in olam haba, right, and in the moment of tzchiyat ha-metim, what is going to happen? The soul
and the body
comes back into the body and does what?
Brings it up to its...
shines through and brightens it up and then brings it up with it to Olam Haba.
Yeah.
Where does it get the koach from to shine that brightly?
Olam Neshamot.
Don't add new things. What did we talk about? Where does the neshama get the capacity to shine that brightly from?
By doing stuff in this world.
So that means that while we're in this world, how brightly is our neshama shining? As brightly as it will in Olam Haba or not?
However bright we make it. And yes.
The same. So then... it should be purifying our body now also.
We have a different body.
We have a different body. So that's what his point is here. Meaning even though, according to its actions that it already did now here, it should have been able to purify the body. Right? That should have been what happened. Because, and that's in between the two dashes here, because here's the time of work, and only during the time of work can you increase the amount that your neshama can be able to shine. So he says, Od nimshach min ha-gzeira hazot, additionally, based on this gzeira, meaning the gzeira of death on man, meaning at post-chet, that it was decreed that man should die, there was another layer to that gzeira. What was the other layer to that gzeira? Shanishama, which is for us retreading, because we've been folding everything in, we've been weaving everything in along the way. Shanishama kol zman hayuta baguf ba'olam hazeh. The neshama, while it's still in the body, in this world, in olam hazeh, post-chet, Shehara davukbo, where evil is clinging to it, where ra is clinging to it. Sheyefshar sheyiparid menu legamrei, that it's impossible for us to be able to separate from ra completely because it's become enmeshed in our very being. Tiyag gam hi chashucha va'amuma. It has also become darkened and dim. Meaning the soul has become, to a certain extent, darkened and dimmed. The afal pi שעל ידי המעשים הטובים שהאדם עושה קונה היא בעצמה שלמות ועיקר, even though through the good actions that a person takes in this world, we acquire for ourselves perfection and honor.
In this world?
We acquire that perfection. I mean, again, like you were the same, you were the one who said it. We acquire that perfection here and now. It can't do anything, but we acquire it here and now. And that's what's going to determine our status in Olam HaNeshamot and Olam HaBa. We acquire it right here, right now. Lo yuchal hadavar lihigalot. This cannot be revealed. Velo tuchal lihizdarez bezohar shahaya ra'oila lihizdaher. And it can't shine with the brilliance and the radiance that would be proper for it to shine with. Kefi ayikarahu shehimaseket be'emet. According to the honor that is truly grasped in truth. Ela kol nishar kavush be'atzmuta arazman sheyinatein lihigalot. It's all entrapped within itself. That light, that shining, that brilliance is trapped. Sure. Is trapped within itself until a time when it can be revealed. However, just to be clear, v'ulam ina hakava mitzida klal. This withholding is not of itself. It's not the soul's fault. It's not inherently within the soul. Ki mitzada guf. It's because of the body. Kemosh Zacharnu said before. V'hu atzmo mafsid bazeh. And the body itself loses out because of this deal. Shelo yikabel kol otzo hazman. That the entire time that we're in this world, it doesn't achieve the purification which it deserves. Kemosh Zacharnu. Omnam, gam hinav said it, but the neshama also loses. Shikvusha ba'atzma, ve'ina yuchala lefashet zehareha. That the soul is trapped within itself and can't spread out its radiance and its brilliance. Ve'od, and also it's not doing that which it's supposed to be doing, which is the purification of the body. I'm going to pause here before we take it any further. So explain what he's saying if it's not clear. Right? We have a physical body which is being designated as a box. Because I can't draw, so that's the best I can do. Right? So we have this physical body. Because of Chet Adam HaRishon, because we've lowered the status of mankind in the world, while originally, since we often totally incorrectly assume that a neshama is a glowing ball inside of us, even though it's not.
What? What is it?
Come back to that in a second. It's even better.
It's like next to my heart.
Okay. You need for day school education. Okay. So when the neshama goes into the body, what was it supposed to do? If it chose shleimut.
Wait, I thought it wasn't. Why are you drawing a circle inside? That's not what it is.
As long as this is what our incorrect notion anyway, we may as well perpetuate it until we break it down. Okay. This is just a model of what's happening, not how things act. This is not drawn to scale.
Okay.
If it acquires shleimut, what it should be able to do is shine forth so strongly that it breaks through the body and then lifts both of them up to a higher place. That's what's supposed to happen. However, once we go into a post-Chet Adam HaRishon reality, what did we do? We increase the Ra, we increase the physicality, we increase the Chisaron, and this becomes much stronger. Therefore, part of the Gezeira was that the soul, even if it acquires Shleimut, can shine, but it's stuck. It can't possibly break out. If you actually want to, if you were going to be a little bit more specific based on the exact wording of the Ramchal, that the nature of the Gezeira is that it can't even let that brilliance shine out past itself. It's stuck inside itself. Whatever shlimut it acquires, it no longer can shine its brilliance outside of itself. And certainly not break through the goof.
What about really holy people?
Exceptions notwithstanding. And small smaller exceptions, notwithstanding, as well. You know, like people who sometimes you feel like you can see it a little bit. That's not what we're talking about. I mean, we're talking about bursting forth and taking it to Olam Haba. We're talking about whatever this means, Eliyahu jumping on a fiery chariot and riding off into the otherworldly distance. Like, you know, like, that's not what we're talking about. That's a whole different thing. This is the baseline. That was part of the Gezerah. Is that, that's what he's saying, it's stuck inside of itself. Ela hakol nishar kavush ve'atzmuta. I'm going back. It's all entrapped within itself. Arazman shi'antin ligalot, until it can finally be put through. V'lam inak avam yitzidakol. It's not the soul's fault. Ki mitzar aguf. It's the body that just became so strong that there's no way for it to get out. Okay? I will come back to your point later once we've gotten the concept down. Or your question / internal struggle. Okay? We'll come back to the little shiny blue ball inside of our hearts. Okay. So what he's saying is, though, as we go back to where we were before, the soul loses out and the body loses out. The body loses out. Why does the body lose out?
Because it doesn't get to feel
shame. Yeah, it doesn't get purified and shoot up to Olam Haba and feel the good with the Kodesh Baruch Hu and Tov. So the body definitely loses out. Listen to the nuance of the ways in which the soul loses out because of this. Okay? And I'm going back a little bit. At Omnam Gam Himaf Sedet. Like two, 3 lines beforehand. Do you see it? Anybody not see it? We're going a couple lines back. Omnam Gam Himaf Sedet. Anybody not see it? It's okay if you don't see it?
I don't see it. Is it in your face?
Yeah.
Oh, Nam.
Oh, Nam. No. Yeah. Okay. Om Nam. Gam Him Afsed. The Neshama also loses out. She kvusha be'atzma ve'inai yochal fashet zareha, that it's stuck within itself and can't shine its brilliance. Ve'od she'eino pu'elat ha'pehula ha'ru'ya la shizikul haguf. Meaning, it loses out because it can't shine forth, which is what it wants to do. But also, why does the neshama need to shine forth? For what purpose?
Purifying the body.
So on the one hand, in and of itself, it wants to shine forth and can't. But also the reason for it shining forth is to purify the body, which it can't do either. But he's saying those are two separate stages. Therefore, v'ilu ha'yitza pu'ela totah, if it would do this, ha'yitza mishtalemet bazeh shlimut gadol mitzad mahut ha'pu'la atzma. If the soul were able to do this, it would reach a tremendous amount of shlimut in terms of the action itself. Why? Shrei pi'ulat shlimut. Hi hayot meitivu mashlim zulato. Because an action of perfection is in and of itself something which brings good and shlimut to that thing. The od. Zoti ha'pi'ulah ha'ne'otala lefi tiv'ah v'chuka. Shrei pi'ulat shlimut. Yayot meitivu mashlim zulato. The od shezot hi peulah anotala lafitiva v'chuka shelakach nutzra v'chol nivra mishalim b'kishepoel mashach hakaklo boroi barach shemo sheifol v'chaser mishlimut kol zman shelo yifalehu. Meaning that when something, what the soul is desperately trying to do is shine forth. That's point number one. Point number two is what it wants to do is shine forth and purify the body, which is its goal. And any time anything does that which it is designed to do, what is that an act of? Shlimut. So by purifying the body, it's doing what it was built to do, and that is an act of shlimut. So by not being able to purify the body, it's lacking an element of shlimut, and that it's not being able to fulfill its purpose. And also, what is it that it's doing? What is the act, by purifying the body, what is it really bringing to the body? Shlimut and tov. Which is the best thing that you can do. That's a godly act. So on every level, what it's being restricted from doing is really holding it back from not only accomplishing the purification of the body, but also fulfilling its own purpose, which is to do shleimut, which brings it more shleimut, in that it's now doing what it's supposed to be doing and doing that which is shleimut itself. So his point here is, v'omnam, this is the next paragraph, b'tzeit ha'neshama me'haguf, v'lechta el olam ha'neshamot. When the soul leaves the body and goes on to olam ha'neshamot, hineshama mitpashetet u'mizaheret b'zehareha, there it can spread out and shine with all of its brilliance. Gifi ma sh'ra'oi la'al pi ma'aseh, according to that which is proper to it, according to its actions. Uvema shehi maseget sham kolzman hayot sham mitchazeket bimash nitchalsha baguf. That which it achieves, the heights that the soul achieves there in olam haneshamot while it's there, that strengthens it from that which it was weakened while it was in the body. Umizdamenet yoter lemash ra'oi shetaseh bizman hatchiyah, and it's now more prepared to do that's what it's supposed to do in tchiyat hamitim. Ad shekeshetashuv baguf bizman ra'oi tuchal lif'ol bo pe'ula ne'utala ha'ayinu azikhu shezacharnu. Meaning, the soul's goal is to shine forth. It's designed to do that. But our souls and our bodies right now, do they know how to truly let loose and shine forth? No. Where's the first time that they can let loose and shine forth and flex their shining forth muscles? Olam HaNeshamot. So that's an added benefit to the soul while it exists within Olam HaNeshamot, is to finally be free of the bonds of physicality and actually shine forth the way that it's always been desperate to, as it was destined to do. And that allows it to be more prepared to keep shining forth when it goes back into the body and do an even better job of purifying the body when it comes back into the body. So, tov and dvekut, and freedom, and practice, or preparation. All of which raise the capacity of the soul to do even more when it comes back into the body. Questions, thoughts, comments? People look semi-confused. I can't tell if it's Thursday or if it's confusion.
Rainy day.
What?
It's a rainy day.
It's also a rainy day. It's true. I hear you.
Rainy.
Sam.
So, by the soul going into the Olam HaNeshamot,
now
it allows it to radiate freely, therefore improving it. So when it is, because it was trapped, so now it's improving the soul, so now when it is with the body, it could just help the body as well.
Correct. Here, it's finally happy and shining. And then when it goes down and goes back into the body, it knows how to break through. What's up?
Sherry wants a 3D diagram from Jared Hashem.
You're welcome to build it as extracurricular, as extra credit.
Extra credit for no credit.
Correct. It's Lishma. Okay. So, let's finish up with Yud Gimel.
Able to radiate freely.
Yeah, it's hard to use the word shining. I think, I mean, lihis, the hair, really does mean, I think, to radiate. But as somebody pointed out when I was reading, like, something that's uncomfortable was, like, uncomfortable about using the word, like, radiation and radiate in that context.
No, I know. Radiate. Because it wants to radiate.
I'm not arguing with you. I used it for the whole time I was teaching Derech Hashem last time.
You didn't say radiation. You said radiate.
I don't know. Somebody called me out on it, so I changed it to shine with brilliance.
Radiate, you know, makes sense.
I'm with you, Sam. Radiate away. Okay?
Which will help the body.
Because now it knows how to shine forth. It knows how to radiate. It's had preparation doing that in Olam HaNeshamot. So when it comes back in, it just keeps doing its thing and is therefore more successful at doing that to the body. Yeah.
If its actual purpose is to shine forth, and here it's being suppressed.
Yep.
Then by the very fact that it's being suppressed, which means that it's not being able to do what its nature is, and why do you need practice to do what your nature is?
Because if you suppress your nature, then
you still haven't experienced it. Yeah, you still don't want to do it. When somebody is in a coma for like a year, their body atrophies. We're meant to walk. We're meant to move, but the muscles don't work anymore. You have to retrain them to work. If you retrain them, can they work just fine?
Yeah,
but you have to utilize the muscles. Muscles that are left dormant atrophy.
Yeah.
like going to physical therapy.
Correct. Olam HaNeshamot is has now become a spiritual retreat of physical therapy and basking in God's glory.
It's actually such a good call. It's such a great call.
Spiritual
therapy. Like less extreme examples, like if you break your arm and you're in a cast, like you have to go to physical therapy.
Correct.
To use your arm in a while.
Yeah, 100%. Same thing. I mean, the atrophy example or the Rigner's example, it's all the same thing, 100%. It's not saying it can't do it, it's saying it hasn't had the experience of doing it.
Okay.
So we're going to let that, I think that, that's good. Let's see if we can, you'll get one. V'ulam, Sri Shatida, Kigamata, even now, we're going to add one more level before we conclude Parakimel. Gamata, even now, in Olam Hazeh, B'ikanes ha-neshama baguf ha-over, when the neshama comes into this simple passing body, right? Our bodies right now are our passing bodies, they're not our permanent bodies for Olam Haba. Even though it hasn't yet acquired any shlimut at all, meaning from the moment that we're born, when our neshama comes into our body, by its very nature, it should be able to purify the body simply by existing within the body. To the point where we explode beyond the capacities of humanity.
I don't understand.
It's okay. God's decree holds this back. Its power is obstructed, and its brilliance is reduced. To the point where I can't do this. It sits there and trapped within itself. To the extent necessary according to God's plan and according to God's intentions. And acts within the goof, the proper amount, which was determined by God. According to the good deeds which it does, as it goes along, that it does as it goes along in life. It should spread forth and shine, as we mentioned. Then it would purify the body. Based on what we said before, this can't happen until Olam HaNeshamot. Meaning, this isn't actually 100% true. We're going to augment this diagram. That's Shoshana?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Almost there. We're almost there. Yeah.
So Hashem's holding back the soul.
Meaning, well, he's holding back the soul when he creates us in this world to the point where we can't do anything.
We can, though.
Where the soul can't shine forth and penetrate the body.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why it dies. That's
the body dies, correct.
When Adam said, this is making a lot more sense. I'm very happy right
good.
Now.
Good. There are two gzerot, though.
Okay.
If the soul acquired shlimut even in a pre-chet reality, God takes a soul and puts it into a body, right?
It should boom.
Exactly. The second that soul goes there, even if it doesn't acquire any shlimut,
yeah.
Right? It should just go, as you said, boom. And purify the body to a certain extent because the soul is that strong. So, therefore, there are actually two levels of restriction on the soul. There's the initial level of restriction that just keeps it from doing anything until it acquires shlemut. Then, once it acquires shlemut, then it can shine forth. But until it acquires shlemut, God still made it stuck within itself.
But that's pre-chet.
Pre-chet.
Whoa!
Pre-chet, because the soul is that strong and the physicality is that weak. Hold on, let me just end. The physicality is that weak. Once we go to post-chet rishon, not only is it stuck within itself just because it's strong, now the soul is stuck within itself and the body's holding it in.
Okay. It makes sense.
So, that's why in Tchiyat HaMetim, two things happen. The first is, the body is no longer as thick. It's been rebuilt to be less thick. And the second thing is...
Does that mean we're skinnier? That's awesome.
The second thing is, the first thing is the body is not as thick. The second thing is, we've previously already acquired the Shlemut. So the acquisition of Shlemut breaks through the first imposed boundary on the Neshama, because we are allowed to once we achieve the Shlemut. And the rebuilt body allows us to break through the body itself.
That's sick, but...
It's actually quite well.
That's really awesome.
Yes.
But... Then we should have broken through the barrier of the Neshama when we're here.
No, we have two reasons why we can't. One is that you acquire Shlemut, and even if we do acquire Shlemut, in this world the body is too thick, that's why it has to die and be rebuilt.
Okay, fine.
Wait. Yes.
That's really cool. Then. But if you don't acquire Shlemut, you're not going to Olam.
Chelak bet.
Wait.
Chelak bet.
But then in this world, if you do acquire Shlemut, then you should be able to break the inside.
You should be able to, but it doesn't do anything. The whole point of meaning, yes, so now you get to the border, but Azma.
Just better than being stuck in things.
It's not actually shining anything, so it doesn't do the soul any good. It does good here, though. Hence the smiley face. Yes?
What was the second thing? The first thing is that our bodies are going to be thinner, and what's the other one?
The physicality of our body is less thick. It's not, like, actually literally thinner, meaning it's not as physical of a body.
Yeah.
It's not enmeshed in Ra. The second thing is, since we already acquired the Shlemut, it can also burst through its own first level imposition. First level withholding.
Okay, is that all this was saying? This is all it was saying?
That is what these words meant. Yes.
Oh, come on.
What?
Meaning that's not actually what it means.
No, I'm saying that's exactly what we just read. No, I'm agreeing. Yeah, yeah. What?
Phrase it like very, like, confusing.
I apologize. That is what those words meant.
Yeah, that's what it means.
That is what it means.
Thank you.
Okay.
Woo!
That makes so much more sense.
Fantastic. Last.
We were like that, like we were missing a piece, and like now we got it, you know?
Great.
It's still a lot more.
No, but that was like a large piece.
You're like pre-chate and you're post-chate. You're ready to break through, you're like, not yet. Okay, slowly but surely. Slowly but surely. Let's finish the last paragraph so we can switch gears to Navi. Achin. And this is going to repeat everything that we just said. When the soul returns to the body after tchiyat amitim, lo tit ma'et velo tit aleim, it won't be reduced and it won't be restricted. Elatikanes, it will enter into the body bechol zahareya bechol kolcha, with all of its brilliance and with all of its strength, meaning the inherent brilliance of the soul and the strength of the soul itself and with the brilliance that it acquired through acquiring the shlemut. It comes in with its own internal strength, and on top of that, all the shlemut that we acquired in Olam Hazeh, bam, right back into the goof, and bursts right through that goof. V'az miyad tizakecha taguf uzikuch gadol. Meaning, tchiyat ha-metim is very quick, because the second that that soul makes contact with that renewed body, everything we've achieved and all of the inherent capacity of the soul burst forth through that body and raise it right up.
Okay.
The body doesn't need to have this be slowly but surely. It's not a slow purification process. Once you get to Tchiyat HaMetim, it's boom. It's immediate, moving right up.
But then why do some people need longer than others?
In Tchiyat HaMetim.
In Olam HaNeshamot.
Tchiyat HaMetim. I'm saying post Olam HaNeshamot.
Okay, forget about that.
Once the soul, after it's visiting Olam HaNeshamot, once the body is finally ready to be rebuilt, once we have Tziyat HaMetim, soul comes right back in, boom, everybody goes up. There's no like, then they have to figure it out, and then we have to go and shine forth a little bit, and then it's purified this, but no. Soul comes in, body is immediately purified to the extent that the soul has earned perfection and earned the ability to radiate its brilliance, and immediately goes up to Olam Haba. To Kibul HaSachar. Like now, like we see, like people grow slowly but surely. It's a progressional thing. Like children, they grow a little bit, little bit, little bit. It's not like that. It's not going to be like that. Elamiyad b'shato ta'irbo. Immediately, at the time it comes in, it's going to light up within it. Umiyad zakekeu ziguch gadol, and it will immediately purify a tremendous purification. Ve'omnam lo yimnaze shiyeh laguf v'laneshama yachad iluim yachar iluim. This will not withhold it. The body and the goof. The body and the soul together from experiencing more and more higher levels. Aval ha'inyanhu shemiyad bevoa neshama v'guf, immediately as the neshama comes into the goof, yeh adam ha'hu yikar v'nahala, that person will achieve honor and tremendous loftiness, V'gufo yikabel miyad zikuch rishon, and the body will immediately achieve its first purification. Yitalebo mikol mashahaya kol yemei chayav rishonim, meaning it will, like we just said, it will raise up based on everything it achieved in its first life. Everything we achieve and everything we worked for in this world right now, instead of our bodies slowly but surely feeling the impact of us choosing shlemut, the sum total of all shlemut that we acquired through our entire lifetime will slam into the body immediately when the soul comes back. And the purification will be exactly correlated to all the actions that we did previously. And it will be on the level that's proper for it amongst those who are zoche to enjoy perfection. But then they'll go up and up and up and up and up. It will keep going up and up and up according to what's proper for somebody on that level. Meaning, and this is where the second part comes in, if I remember correctly. I believe so. That what happens is, we already talked about this before. Right? In Olam Haba, there are going to be levels. What determines what level you're on?
By the Dijiju here.
How much shlemut you acquire.
Yeah, what you've done here.
Both are correct. Both are just saying the same thing. Excellent. Good. So let's say I'm over here.
You could still go but be higher.
Well, we just said that this is man kibbol asachar. How do you get to a higher level? By doing what?
The individual, it says, accordingly, but you'll be...
By doing avodah, but what world are we in? Let me take it step by step. No, we're not in olam avodah, we're in olam
Mashiach.
We're not in kibbol asachar. No, we're not in kibbol asachar. So how do I keep going up?
You can't.
I can.
Yeah, it says you can.
But it says I can.
It's like calculus, where like there's like limits. You can like...
Oh, that's not for calculus.
This level, however, is not permanent ever on each level.
So the way that to reconcile the two is... Yeah, the way to reconcile the two is that this is what I've achieved based on my actions in this world.
Yeah.
I won't go under this, and I won't go over this. However, since my soul is now doing what? Think back to what we started this year with. What is my soul now able to do?
It's able to
do. The soul is able to do what? What is it now actually able to do? It taking an action.
It could achieve shlemut.
No.
Purify the body.
It can purify the body. It wasn't able to do that before. So when the soul comes back in and it purifies the body, it's now becoming more...
purified.
use a clearer word. If the soul then comes back and does its intended goal and purifies the body, what is it gaining more of?
Shlemut.
And when it has more shlemut, what is it able to do?
More.
Shine brighter. When it shines brighter, what is it able to do? Purify the body more. When it purifies the body more, what does it achieve more of?
Shlemut.
When it achieves more shlemut, what happens?
Oh, we're going to start.
So that's the point. But so because we never were able to purify the body, now we're able to perpetually, continuously keep moving up and up and up and up and up. Because every time our soul purifies the body more, it's fulfilling its purpose more, achieving more shlemut, and then going up.
More because it hasn't acquired any more shlemut.
But it's acquiring shlemut by fulfilling its purpose, which it never was able to do.
How do you purify the body? It can't happen more than once.
Once it purifies the body once, that's an act that achieves for it more perfection. Once it achieves greater level of perfection, it shines brighter. When it shines brighter, what does it do? It purifies the body more. Once it purifies the body more, what does it achieve more of? Shlemut. When it has more shlemut, what does it do? It shines brighter. So it... Okay? So I can keep moving up. However, I still have my chelek in Olam Haba. I can keep moving up within this level. I can keep moving up within this level, but I will never be able to break through this level. So I spend all of eternity moving up and up and up and up, infinite slices within this level of Olam Haba that I've achieved for myself.
But how are you moving up in Olam Haba if you're not doing anything?
Because you are. Your soul is. It's purifying the body, which is fulfilling. It keeps going back in that circle.
Is it considered a voda anymore? Because like you're not in the world.
It's an expression of the avoda that was done, which is exactly what we're experiencing there. It's an expression of the avoda that was done. But by expressing that avoda, what are we doing? We still are being more. Our soul is becoming more shalim. Again, not enough to jump levels. This does not happen. But it does allow us to keep moving up and up and up within that level.
What if you're right on the line?
It's there are infinite number of levels within each.
Okay.
You're never going past. Yeah. And then we're going to stop. Yeah.
I've probably said this, but at what point does the Tzliyot HaMitzvah happen, like Olam HaNeshamot end?
Olam HaNeshamot, meaning Olam HaNeshamot is all a waiting place. I mean, good stuff is happening there.
No, but
so as soon as the bodies are reconstituted...
When does that happen?
At Tzliyot HaMitzvah. I don't know if that's not answered the question.
What year?
What do you want? Like, I was like, yeah, I don't know what you want.
So, Tzliyot HaMitzvah happens tomorrow, right?
If it happened tomorrow, then soul world ends.
So fine.
Souls come
so
in, we go on.
So what happens to somebody who is alive tomorrow? They drop dead and then they're...
I can't confirm this. My understanding is yes, our bodies would still have to immediately, beforehand, still have to die, decompose, and be reconstituted. It would just be much quicker.
It's kind of like Sleeping Beauty where everyone's sleeping. And then it happens.
You know, that's a great way to end Perek Gimel. It will be like Sleeping Beauty, except a little bit more gruesome and horrifying.
Like everyone is dead at the same time. There's nobody living except.
That's my limited understanding, but that's not in the book, so I'm not saying that with 100% confidence. That's my understanding. Okay, Ad Kan for Perek Gimel. That takes us from the moment that man was created with Bechira Chofshit in perfect balance to the horrible state we're in now, to fixing it up, to actually achieving endless moving up with the level that we exist in Olam Haba after Tzliyot HaMitzvah. That is the course of human history. We will start talking about the nature of our Avodat Hashem in the reality that we exist in post-chet. That's Perek Dalet, and that will start with Avodat Hashem next week.